We're back on with Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming. Thanks for some more of your time, bud.
No problem, Adam.
We talked in detail about the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby put on by the SSFA. It's going to be on Saturday, tomorrow. Registration starts at 6:30. Oh, and by the way, I want to mention the annual meeting is tonight at the Elks in Marquette, where you can pre-register if you don't want to do it Saturday morning. You just want to get your button and go fishing on Saturday. That would be one way you could do it. Doors, I believe, open today at 5. Also, Teal Lake ice conditions have firmed up a little bit, especially if you stay in someone's previous tracks, and the fishing reports have been halfway decent. One thing I wanted to just have you talk about real quick again is how Wilderness Sports is going to have a bunch of products that you're going to demo out there. And you're actually going to demo products that you personally use in your setup when you go ice fishing. Is that right?
That is correct, Adam. I'll have, like I said, anything from the new K-Drill augers out there, shacks, my personal rod collection, and all them products that I use that we also carry here at the store so people can get a feel and try some stuff right there in front of us and give us some feedback on it. We're open to suggestions also. You know, if somebody says you should start carrying this, we'll look into it, you know.
Excellent. Oh, good stuff right there. All right, as we promised earlier in the hour, I want to talk about Munising Bay right now, which I heard the fishing has been just off the chain, but man, is it super sketchy.
Yeah, Munising Bay has been on fire. Use extreme caution. There ain't a whole lot of ice. I'm hearing anywhere from, 2 to 6 inches in some spots, meaning most of the spots are probably going to lean in that lesser than 6 inch. But the guys that have been going out have been just doing amazing on spike, whitefish. Burbot bite's been good at night. They're having a blast. But just remind yourself, use caution. Go out with a buddy. You know, spot out where you're fishing might be 6 inches of ice. 20 feet away from you might be 2. That's a situation you don't want to put yourself into, so just use extreme caution.
All right, let's go to Little Bay to Knock real quick. I know you got your finger on that pulse, too. You go down there on the regular. I heard that some of the access sites have become unsafe for vehicles.
Yes, Adam. Matter of fact, this morning down by the Yellow Gate, I had a report that another vehicle had went through. Not good. A lot of standing water by the access sites. Use extreme caution getting in and off the ice. Foot traffic, ATV, snowmobile is your best bet on Little Bay to Knock right now.
I am hearing really good fishing reports, though.
Oh, yeah. That walleye bite turned up big time down there again. And the perch bite is no slouch either.
All right, let's go to some other lakes closer to home in Marquette County. Any other lakes that you could tell us about, or even if you just talk about, smaller lakes in general for a certain species of fish, not necessarily by lake name, you could maybe throw some tips at us?
Sure. I was fortunate to get out quite a bit this week. Lakes are full of slush, something that we're going to have to deal with until we get a cold snap again. But the fishing has been really good. The pike guys on some of these local West End lakes have been doing great. Walleye kind of slowed down around here. Trout bite on Lake Angeline and stuff. People are constantly coming in saying they're getting 15 to 18 inch spike. A lot of finger length perch over there. And we can't overlook Schweitzers and some of the other ones that just a lot of people need to get out and fish.
Excellent. Yeah, I actually did hear the trout bite on most of the inland lakes around here have been really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know, trout. And it's funny, trout are really finicky, man. You could not catch a trout on the same lake for 2 weeks, and then all of a sudden they go bonkers.
Yeah, and the guys that are going out just for an hour after work or a couple hours, they're doing great. They're having a blast. So, and take your teardrop jigs, your small tungstens, Swedish pimples. Yeah, minnows on most of the lakes have been working really good. Do that, and you should come home that evening pretty happy.
Well, I can't wait to hear how this tournament on Teal Lake goes this weekend, and thank you so much for all you do for us, bud.
No problem, Adam. Just stop by and see us, and I think we're going to have a little surprise. Our husky puppy's going to join us for the day. So.
Awesome. Ryan Pizziola from Wilderness Sports in downtown Ishpeming hooking us up with great ice fishing reports right here on The Outdoor Show.